我们请把圣经打开到以斯拉记三章。
Book of Ezra, chapter 3.
Verse 1 to 6.
到
了七月，以色列人住在各城，那时他们如同一人聚集在耶路撒冷。约撒达的儿子耶稣亚和他的弟兄祭司，并撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯与他的弟兄，都起来建筑以色列神的坛，要照神人摩西律法书上所写的，在坛上献燔祭。他们在原有的根基上筑坛，因惧怕邻国的民，又在其上向耶和华早晚献燔祭，又照律法书上所写的守祝棚节，按数照例献每日所当献的燔祭，其后献常献的燔祭，并在月朔与耶和华的一切圣洁献祭，又向耶和华献个人的甘心祭。从七月初一日起，他们就向耶和华献燔祭，但耶和华殿的根基尚未立定。
And when the seventh month had come, and the children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered together as one man to Jerusalem. Then Yeshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brethren, the priests, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his brethren, arose and built the altar of God of Israel, to offer burnt offering on it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. Though fear had come upon them because of the people of those countries, they set up the altar on its foundation, and they offered burnt offerings on it to the Lord, both the mornings and evenings burnt offerings. They also kept the Feast of Tabernacles, as it is written, and offered daily burnt offerings in the numbers required by ordinance for each day. Afterwards, they offered the regular burnt offerings and those for new moons and for all the appointed feasts of the Lord that were consecrated, and those of everyone who willingly offered a freewill offering to the Lord. From the first day of the seventh month, they began to offer burnt offerings to the Lord, although the foundation of the temple of the Lord has not been laid.
在这里我们请大家注意一下，有三句话。
I would like you to pay attention to three sentences.
那么第一句话是在三章的一节。
The first one is chapter 3, verse 1.
那里说归回的以色列人，他们都住在各城。
And then it says all the people back from Babylonian captivity, they all were in the city.
那么第二句话也是在三章的一节。
And then the second one is from the first verse too.
那里说那时他们如同一人聚集在耶路撒冷。
And then it says they are gathered to Jerusalem as one man.
那么第三句话是在三章的三节。
The third one is in verse 3.
那里说以色列的众人，他们在耶稣亚和所罗巴伯和众祭司的带领下，他们在耶路撒冷聚集，他们在那里，他们要筑坛献祭。
And then it says under the guidance of Zerubbabel and then Yeshua, they have got together and then they build the altar and then they offer burnt offerings.
那么他们筑坛献祭有一个是非常特别的，他们是在原有的根基上筑坛。
One thing is very special when they build the altar, it is they build on its own, on its original foundation.
那么我们照着世人的常理来说，重建圣殿的第一步当然应该是把圣殿的那个根基把它立下来。
According to regular knowledge, and when they want to rebuild the temple, they have to lay the foundation first.
但是在这里很稀奇，神给他们定的次序是先恢复祭坛，然后才是恢复圣殿。
Amazingly, here what the Lord restores is they have to rebuild the altar first, then it's the foundation.
那么，而且恢复祭坛必须是在原有的那个根基上。
And then they restore the altar has on its foundation.
我们读过一点旧约的 的历史，我们就知道这个原有的根基是不单单是所罗门圣殿的根基，它也是亚伯拉罕献以撒的地。
If we have read Bible, you know, this foundation is not only the foundation of the temple that Solomon built. This is the foundation of that where Abraham gave his son Isaac to God.
我们再读以斯拉记的三章八节。
Then let's read chapter 3 verse 8.
百姓到了耶路撒冷神殿的地方，第二年二月，撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯、约萨达的儿子耶稣亚和其余的弟兄，就是祭司立位人，并一切被掳归回耶路撒冷的人，都兴工建造，又派立位人从二十岁以外的都里建造耶和华殿的工作。
Now in theSecond month of the second year of their coming to the house of God at Jerusalem, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Yeshua, the son of Jozadak, and the rest of their brethren, the priests and the Levites, and all those who have come out of the captivity of, to Jerusalem, began work and appointed the Levites from 20 years old and above to oversee the work of the house of the Lord.
那么在这里我们注意到重建圣殿的那个工程的开工是在他们归回以后的第二年的二月。
And now we see, when they start to rebuild the temple is the second month of the second year that, from their returning.
那么距离前面第三章的第一节和第七节那里所说的第一年的七月，它这个中间隔开大概有五个到六个月的时间。
There are five or six months gap from what is mentioned in verse one. It says the seventh month of the first year.
所以我们就看见在这一段的时间的里边，神并没有把恢复的工作放在圣殿的重建的上面。
And so we see God didn't put the work.To rebuild the temple during this time.
而是专注在我们前面讲的那个三句话所代表的三件事上面。
God focused on the three things that we have mentioned in that three sentences.
那么我们再来读一处的圣经是在新约的启示录。
And then let's read in Revelation.
启示录的二章。
Chapter
2. 二章的五节。
Verse 5.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。我们就读到这里。
Remember where, remember therefore where do you have fallen? Repent and do the first word.
我们说在启示录的二章一直到三章啊，那么这里边呢主就讲到啊末世的时候有七个教会。
And then in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, and God, the Lord is talking about the seven churches at the end of the times.
那么这有五个教会主是说了责备的话。
And then the Lord had rebuked five of them.
那么但是我们发现在这里五个教会责备的话的后边，它不只是责备，还有一个恢复的话。
Not only the Lord rebuked those five churches, but also they have restored.
那么在以弗所的教会主恢复的话是什么呢？
And then what is for the church of Ephesus?
就是你在哪里跌倒的，你要回到那里，然后在那里再爬起来。
And it says where you have to get up from where you have fallen.
这是主做工的一个原则。
That is the principle of the work of the Lord.
所以这个能够回答以色列人的被掳，也能够回答以色列人归回这个他们当中的一些事情。
This will answer, and then how the Israelites were captured, and then how they return from their captivity.
好，我们最后来读格林多前书的三章。
Then let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
三章的十一节。
Verse 11.
因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let's have the word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
我们在宝血的恩典的下面，我们来到你的面前。
We come before you under the grace of your precious blood.
我们知道在你心中有最宝贝的意思要向我们说。
And then we know in your heart you have some precious words to speak to us.
主啊，我们要在你面前说，请说，仆人静听。
Lord, we will say, Lord, you speak, and your servant here listening.
我们也求你在我们里边扩充我们的度量。
We ask you to enlarge our compassion.
以至于我们能够成为可以盛装主你宝贝心意的器皿。
So that we can become the vessel that we can and put this precious treasure in us.
也叫你的话能够成为我们脚前的灯和路上的光。
May your words become the lamp before our feet and the light become our path.
主，我们深知我们一切都在乎你。
Lord, we know all we have is in you.
我们就把我们自己一同交在主你的手中。
And then we will place all of us onto your hands.
靠主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the victorious name of Jesus Christ, I pray.
Amen. Amen.我们知道以色列人的被掳是因为他们离弃神而转去了拜偶像。
We know the captivity because they have rebelled against God and then they were captured.
虽然神在历史，在他们的历史的当中，他多次多方的差遣先知来警戒他们。
Even though the Lord sent priests to warn them many times.
但是他们的心地刚硬，他们拒绝回头的。
But they are heart is hardened, and they do not want to return.
所以他们就要被掳，回到他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕离弃偶像归向神的那个起点。
So they were in the captivity, and then they will return to the point from their ancestor Abraham.
你发现那个起点就是巴比伦，就是亚伯拉罕他离开的那个加勒底的乌尔。
You know the Babylonia actually is Ur when Abraham left his hometown.
所以这就是启示录二章五节那里所说的，你在哪里跌倒的，你就要回到那个点，在那里再靠着主的恩典再重新的站起来。
This is what in Revelation chapter 5 says, and then you have to get up from where.Ever you have fall.
所以当他们被掳到巴比伦以后，在那里他们是住在偶像林立的那个世界的里边。
After they were captured to Babylonia, they lived among all the idols.
他们衣食住行，他们没有一样是离不开偶像的。
And then their daily life are all it's before the foreign gods.
但是我们感谢神，终于在归回以后的犹太人，他们就再也不拜偶像了。
And then praise the Lord, after we have returned from the captivity, they no longer worship idols anymore.
所以弟兄姊妹，过去神怎样管教以色列人，他今天也怎样在我们身上做工呢？
So how the Lord disciplined the Israelites, and then he will discipline us today.
那么照着启示录二章五节主对以弗所教会说的那一句话，
And according to Revelation chapter 2 verse 5, the Lord told the people in Ephesus.
那么见证的灯台是从哪里被挪去的？在那里一定就是我们跌倒的地方。
And then where your lampstand was removed, that is the point that you have fallen.
那么在那里也是主要我们重新靠他的恩典站起来的地方。
And where is by the grace of God, and we will pick it up.
那么虽然主的管教是非常严厉的。
Even though the discipline from the Lord is severe,
但是在管教的当中，主向着以色列人他有一个恩典。
But the Lord has grace during this discipline.
那么这个叫做回头的恩典。
This is called the grace of repentance.
那么有的弟兄把它叫做回头的亮光。
And then some brother call it the light of repentance.
那么本来主给他们管教就是为了要让他们回头的。
And the purpose of discipline is for them to turn back.
那么有的弟兄好像是有的人把这个管教是讲成好像是神的怒气发作。
And then some people think this discipline is the wrath of God.
但是我们要看见在这个怒气发作的以后的那个目的是为了 要他们回头。
But we have to see the purpose after God's wrath. It is to let them to turn back.
那么先知有一句话讲：如果神真是要惩罚你的话，他最好的方式，他就是不理你。
And then some priest says, if God wants to punish you, the best way is they will not speak to you. He will not speak to you.
这个就叫罗马一章讲的神的任凭了。
And this is what in a book of Romans chapter 1 says that God will just give you up.
那么这个 这就我们知道了，今天在神的儿女的当中，一切的经历临到你的话，它都有后边有一个意义的。
And then we know there is a significant point for everything come to us.
在最严厉的哦，这个管教临到以色列、临到神儿女的时候，他的意思都是为了要回头的。
And then the purpose of God to discipline us is to let us to turn back, even if it is the severe discipline.
那么让我们再说一遍，回头的恩典是给所有被掳的以色列人的。
And then I will say it one more time: the grace of repentance is for all Israelites.
那么不但是被掳巴比伦的这个两个支派。
And not only and the two tribes and were captured to Babylon.
那么先前被掳到亚述的那个十个支派都一概的包括在这个回头的恩典的里面。
And include the 10 tribes who were lost in Assyrian captivity.
那么因为我们看见在以斯拉记一章那里说波斯王古列下诏。
And then in Ezra chapter 1 it says the king Cyrus of Persia had ordained.
他是说天下万国凡做神子民的。
And it says, all the people of God in all the nations.
但是弟兄姊妹，十二个支派几百万人被掳。
But brothers and sisters, there are several.Millions of people were in the captivity.
真正被神激动他心的人，在以斯拉记一章里边，那讲到只有42,360。
But whose heart was stirred up by this order is only 43,360.
那么这些人，他们敬畏耶和华，思念他的名。
Those people are fear. They have the fear of the Lord, and then they have.
思念他的名。
And they have missed the name of the Lord.
所以，当神的灵来激动人心的时候
，When the Spirit of God is to stir up people's.
那么不需要太大的声音，他们就醒过来了。
And doesn't need a loud voice, those people will wake up.
他们愿意回到那个已经荒废了70年的故乡。
They are willing to return to their homeland, who is wasted for 70 years.
他们愿意回到那个已经成为空城的耶路撒冷。
They want to return to the empty city, Jerusalem.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不要以为这些人比我们今天轻松。
And then, brothers and sisters, do not think those people are their life is easier than ours.
我们有的人生重担，他们也有。
The burdens of our life they have too.
但是他们撇下了巴比伦的那个黄金世界，他们现在是回来了。
But they leave the golden world, which is Babylonia, behind, and then they return to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，这叫回头的恩典。
And then, brothers, this is called the grace of repentance.
因着他们回来，神就算以色列全部回来了。
Because those who have returned, God counted all the Israelites already.
他们重新建造的不是他们自己的城，不是属于他们自己的圣殿，而是被称为以色列的圣殿，以色列的城。
The temple, the city they returned, the temple that rebuilt is not their own. It's called the city of God, the temple of God.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做渔民的故事，这也叫做得胜者的故事。
So this is the story of the remnant. This is the story of the victorious.
那么我们知道，他们既然是归回了。
Though they have already returned.
那么他们的托付当然就是为着重建圣殿和耶路撒冷城。
Of course, their interest from the Lord is to rebuild the city Jerusalem and rebuild the temple.
所以我们就想着他们个人放下行装，就应该马上开工建殿才是的吗？不是吗？
So in our imagination, isn't it supposed to rebuild immediately?
但是我们前面说过了，稀奇的很。从以斯拉记三章所说的次序，我们明明的看见是殿的重建在后面，人的重建在前面。
Amazingly, from Ezra chapter 3, we see to build a temple is secondary, but to restore man are the first.
所以我们看见以斯拉记三章一到六节的话为什么那么重要？
So that we see now how important is from Ezra chapter 3, verse 1 to 6.
因为我们在这里看见明显的是讲人的重建，并没有讲殿的重建。
Obviously, here is talking about the rebuild of the man, not the rebuild of the temple.
所以我们看见从以斯拉记三章的一节一直到八节。
From verse 1 to verse 8.
在这个中间一段不算太短的这个时间的里边。
In this short time period,
神就在建殿的人身上他做成了三件事情。
God has established three things among those people who rebuild the temple.
那么这三件事情是三个极其荣耀的见证。
And this three thing is the three glorious testimonies.
那么这三个见证在所罗门王他做王的时候，那个时代的时候是极其荣耀的。
At the time of when King Solomon built the temple, was very glorious.
是非常明亮的。
It was bright.
但是后来却失落了。
But it lost.
所以我们看见第一重建圣殿是从恢复这三个见证开始的。
So we see first of all to rebuild the temple it started with to restore the testimony.
如果没有这三个见证的恢复，殿是不会建的。
Without these three testimonies the temple will not be rebuilt.
那么第二，神看重建殿的人远远胜过那个殿。
Secondly, God will consider the people who rebuild the temple is more than the temple being rebuilt.
第三，神恢复人的工作是用忍耐和等候。
And then thirdly, the restoring of the temple is by patience.
他不但是现在等，他以后仍然等。
He's not only waiting now, he's going to wait later.
因为所罗门王建殿的时候只用了三年。
Because when Solomon built the temple, it took 3 years.
但是归回的人他们重建这个殿却用了21年。
But they rebuilt the temple, it took 21 years.
弟兄姊妹，难道不是神耐心等候了这些人21年吗？
Isn't it the patience that the Lord has for this 21 years?
今天多少的时候我们想要奋力的做主工。
Today many of us we try to work.
许多的弟兄姊妹觉得我们里边真是为着神的殿啊，我们那个心里焦急如同火烧。
And many brothers and sisters, you have this burning burden when you want to work for the Lord.
我们就觉得我们等不起。
And we think we can't wait.
而且我们以为主也和我们一样是等不起的。
And then we think, so does the Lord.
今天在教会里边，我们常常的以为我们做不到的事情，主也一定做不到的。
At the church, many times we think the thing that we can accomplish, and then neither the Lord.
所以我们就不等了。
So we don't wait anymore.
因为等没有效率的。
Because we just can't wait.
我们就轻看了忍耐和等候。
And we despise the patience and endurance.
但是我们错了，弟兄姊妹。
We were wrong, brothers and sisters.
神为着要得着那些建殿的人，他就等。
And the Lord in order to gain those people who rebuild the temple, and the Lord just waited.
他宁愿等这些人。
He'd rather wait for them.
而且他等得起这些人。
And then he's able to wait for them.
他等他们就好像雅各书五章那里边说，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产。
And then when he waited for them, it's like what's the book of James is talking about the farmers is waiting for the harvest.
所以你从这个三句话里边看见，他一直等到这些人他们住下了。
And then you see the Lord waited until them settled.
他们如同一人了。
And then they waited as one man.
他们在原有的根基上面，他们筑坛献祭了。
And they built altar and offer burnt offerings at the foundation.
等到那个时候，神才把他们引到建殿的工地去立耶和华殿的根基。
And he waited to that moment, and then he guided them, to the foundation, and then start rebuild the temple.
所以我们看见了吗？这是神做工的次序。
Do you see? This is the order that the Lord has worked.
那么我们来看三章一节。
Let us to see chapter 3 verse 1.
到了七月，以色列人住在各城。
Now when the seventh month came, and the sons of Israel were in the cities.
那么我们讲到住这个字，我们当然知道这个字的意义是安息。
When we talking about in the city to live, is talking about it to rest in.
那么保罗他在哥罗西三章里边他说过一句话，基督是我们的生命。
In Colossians, Paul says Christ.Who is our life?
那么基督是我们的生命，如果是生命的话，它必须是住在我们里边。
If Christ is our life, life has to dwell among us.
那么我们也住在他里边。
And we dwell in him.
那么我们住在基督的里边，我们就得着安息。我们安息了，我们就可以从他那里取用一切的丰富。
When we dwell in Christ, then we will be rested.
我们说这是完全正确的。
And when we rest, then we can do His work, and this is correct.
但是住这个字在这里，它一个更直接的意思就是安家。
And then here has direct meaning of to be in is to rest in, to settle.
那么你住在哪里，你的家就一定是安在哪里。
Wherever you live, that's wherever you settle.
那么你把家安在哪里，那你一定是住在哪里。
Wherever your home is, that's where you live.
所以你看见在以斯拉记二章一节那里说。
So you see in Ezra chapter 2 verse 1 it says,
那时被掳归回的人，当他们刚刚回到耶路撒冷和犹大地的时候。
That is when just the beginning of the Israelites returned to Jerusalem.
有一句话很奇妙，说他们是各归本城。
And then one thing it says, and then they all return to its own city.
那么就是说他们回到他们应该住的地方。
That is to return to their home.
但是虽然他们人是到了，但是那边那里没有说他们住下了。
And it says they will return to the city, but didn't mention they lived there.
今天我们可以把家安在世界很多的地方。
We can put our home, we can settle in many places in the world.
那么原来我的家是在国内，是在上海的。
My hometown was in Shanghai.
那么我到了美国来以后呢，我就把家安在休斯顿了。
And when I came to America, my home is in Houston.
但是我回到上海，我只不过是各归本城而已。
And then when I go back to Shanghai, I'm just returned to my city.
因为我人虽然是到那里了，我的家没有安在那个地方。
Even though my physical person go there, but my home is not there.
那么，如果我的家不安在上海的话，那么我充其量就是一个观光客而已。
If my home is not in Shanghai, when I go there, I'm just a visitor.
那么如果那里不是他们
if that place is not their home,
那么重建家园这句话对他们来讲又从何说起呢？
And then how we can say they have to rebuild their home?
所以神就要他们住，要他们把家安在耶路撒冷。
So the Lord will let them to rest in Jerusalem.
那么历史上曾经有过许多次有人要在南美洲或是在欧洲划给犹太人一块相当于今天以色列面积的那个土地。
In history, many times, Jews were offered a piece of land in either South America or Europe equal to the land in Israel.
那么目的呢，就是叫他们不必归回了，他们在那里就可以叫做重建家园。
The purpose of this, they don't have to return to its home, and they can rebuild their home.
那么有些条件是非常优越的。
And then some offer them a good benefits.
但是都被他们拒绝了。
They rejected all.
因为无论以色列人他们今天走到世界哪一个角落。
Because no matter where the Israelis go in the world.
那么他们只有一个家，就是神应许指定给亚伯拉罕和他后裔的那块地方。
They only have one home, which is the land God had promised to Abraham.
对以色列人来讲，那里才是他们的家。
For Israelites, there is their home.
所以对他们来讲，很清楚的回到耶路撒冷，他们就必须住在那个地方。
Clearly, they know when they return to Jerusalem, they must live there.
弟兄姊妹，因为那是他们的家。
But and sisters, because there,
你若是回到你的家不住下，那个地方永远不叫你的家。
If you return home, you don't live there. That place never be your home.
他们曾经是住在巴比伦七十年。
They lived in Babylon for 70 years.
巴比伦是有大房子的。
They have big house in Babylon.
巴比伦的生活是又方便又丰富的。
It's abundant and convenient in Babylon.
但是巴比伦并不是他们的家。
But Babylon is not their home.
不过是他们的被掳之地，是他们的伤心之地。
It is the sadness and it's the captivity.
他们在那里只能把琴挂在树枝上，他们想到耶路撒冷，他们就哭了。
They can only hang their harps on the tree when they miss Jerusalem, they will weep.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要以为这些哭的人他们是过着很苦的生活。
Don't think those people who were weeping, they have a miserable life.
他们在巴比伦过的日子好得很。
Their life in Babylon were good.
但是他们心里想到，心里追想西安，他们想到耶路撒冷，他们在巴比伦就哭了。
They weep when they miss Babylon, when they miss the lion.
但因为他们在巴比伦，他们不能住下，巴比伦不是他们的家。
Because Babylon is not their home.
现在他们回来了，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Now they return to Jerusalem, brothers and sisters.
他们不是来旅游的。
They're not here just as a visitor.
他们不是做圣地旅游的观光客的。
And they're not a visitor to the Holy Land.
他们是浪子回家。
And it's the prodigal son back home.
所以神就首先要在他们身上恢复那个荣耀的见证。
So the first thing first, the Lord will restore them.
叫他们不是各归本城，而是住在各城。
And they're not returned to their own city, but to live in its city.
这是第一件很要紧的事。
This is very important, the first important thing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们都知道今天有一句话说，这世界非我家。
We all know this world is not my home.
但是真正这句话在我们里边有没有这个实际？
But do we have the reality?
我的家在哪里？
Where is my home?
你的家今天在哪里住的？
Okay, where do you live?
我们人可以在神的家里，我们心有没有住下来？
Even though we are in the house of God, what about our hearts?
这是主在我们身上首先要恢复的那个见证。
This is the testimony that Lord wants to restore first.
重建不是喊口号。
And then it is not we have a slogan to rebuild.
神家的建造不是魂的造势。
And then the rebuild of God's temple is not to rise up our souls.
是主在我们身上实实在在的要恢复这个见证。
And then God will restore the testimony on us.
我们乃是住在主里的人。
And we are the people dwell in the Lord.
我们乃是神家里的人。
We are children of God.
你若是神家里的人，你怎么能够不住在神的家呢？
If you are people of God, then how can you not live in the temple of God?
但是我们今天来一次神的家。
And then we come come here visit once.
我们的心被手机挂着一百次。
And then our heart is 100 times on our cell phone.
这不叫住下。
That is not your setup.
这叫观光客。
You are just a visitor.
你来了，你只是各归本城而已。
You come here, you just come to a city.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们记住神的话说，那时以色列人他们住在各城。
But the Lord tells us here is they live in his own city.
我们再来看三章的三章一节的另外一句话。
And that is to see the second part of verse 1.
那时他们如同一人聚集在耶路撒冷。
They gathered together as one man to Jerusalem.
虽然被掳回来的是渔民是少数。
Even though is the remnant returned to Jerusalem,
但毕竟是将近五万人。
But it's almost 5 million.
而且在他们中间有老有少有男有女都是拖家带口的。
And then they are come with families from senior to kids.
而且我们刚才讲了，他们各自住在自己的城里，他们家安在不同的城。
And then they live in its own city. Their homes in different cities.
他们的背景和个性都是不同的。
Their background, their personality are different.
所以很自然的，为着同样一件很简单的事，就会有不同的意见，就会有不同的声音。
Naturally, for even one thing, people will have different opinions.
这是非常自然的事情。
It's so natural.
但是以斯拉记三章一节那里说。
But in Ezra, chapter 3, verse 1, they mentioned,
当他们众人聚集在耶路撒冷的时候，你看见的不是42,360个人，你听见的不是42,360个声音，你看见的是一个人，听见的是一个声音。
What you heard, what you see is one man from one man. It is not 42,360.
弟兄姊妹，这不就是以色列人在所罗门做王的时候那个极其荣耀的见证吗？
Isn't it glorious testimony at the king of at the time of King Solomon when they built the temple?
那时的以色列疆土是非常辽阔的。
And their territory is large during that time.
从埃及的小河一直到伯拉大河，就是幼发拉底河。
And then from the river of Egypt to the river of Euphrates.
那时候神的话说，以色列12个支派住在他们自己的地上，他们人像海边的沙那样多，像天上的星星那样多。
It says they live on its own large land, and the people is like the sand in the ocean and the star in the sky.
但是每年三次，当他们从自己的城出来。
And then 3 times a year, when they came out of their own city,
他们带着祭物，他们唱着一路唱着上行的诗歌，他们到耶路撒冷的圣殿去敬拜神的时候。
And then when they sing these ascending songs with their sacrifices, and they went to Jerusalem to worship God.
那个时候，列国看他们是一个人。
And then all the nations see them as one man.
他们听他们唱的上行诗歌是一个声音。
This ascending song is they sung in one voice.
那么如今他们又聚集在耶路撒冷。
Again, they gather to Jerusalem.
神的话说他们如同一人。
The word of God mentioned is they are as one man.
那么失落很久的见证现在恢复了。
The testimony that is lost long time ago now is restored.
这不就是主今天在我们身上做的工作吗？
Isn't the work that the Lord will work on us today?
我们说了，见证的衰败都是从神儿女的分裂开始。
And then we know when we lost the testimonies, it started when the separation of God's people.
所罗门王他虽然建了圣殿。
Even though King Solomon built a temple,
他却拜了偶像。
But he worshipped idols.
世界上最有智慧的人，他写了智慧书。
And then the most the wisest man in the world, he wrote the book of wisdom.
但是他却做了最愚昧的事情。
But he have done the foolish thing.
所以以色列本来是一件完整的衣服。
And then so you see, Israel is a one whole piece of a garment.
现在却被撕成十二条的布条。
Now was torn down into 12 stripes.
北国十条，南国两条。
10 stripes in the north and 2 in the south.
十个支派在北边的撒玛利亚山上敬拜。
And then 10 stripes they worship in the mountain of Samaria.
两个支派守着耶路撒冷的圣殿。
And two tribes and then stayed in Jerusalem.
他们都是神家的儿女。
They're all children of God.
但是自从他们分开以后，他们彼此的相咬相吞，彼此的大打出手。
And then after their separation, they start fight, they start argue.
弟兄姊妹，见证就是这样被他们自己亲手的拆毁掉了。
Brothers, sisters, they have to destroy the testimony by their own hands.
现在他们在回头的恩典的里边，他们回到了耶路撒冷。
Now they're under the grace of repentance, and then they all come back to Jerusalem.
他们的托付当然是重建耶路撒冷的圣殿和耶路撒冷圣城。
Of course, their entrustment is to rebuild Jerusalem, to rebuild the temple.
但是神的定义是要他们回到起初那个荣耀的见证，看那弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，是何等的美。
But God's will for them to come back is to say, "Oh, look, and how wonderful is the brethren and then dwell together."
当然，我们说这个如同一人，不是指着外边，是指着他们活在那个如同一人的灵的里边。
Of course, they gather together as one man is not something outwardly. It is when they live the inside.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们为什么那么看重神家的合一？
So brothers, sisters, that's how important the oneness in the house of God.
我们刚才说忍耐和等候，为什么神的儿女的合一就是值得我们那么忍耐，那么等候呢？
We're just talking about the patience and endurance and why the children of God is so worth of the Lord to wait for them.
因为我们从神的话语里边知道，哪里有神儿女合一的见证，哪里才有神家建造的开始。
And then from the word of the Lord, we know wherever has the oneness of God's children, and wherever is the testimony.
我们只要想到今天全世界神的儿女分成了32,000多个宗派。
And so we see now this year among God's people, and we have divisions that has
32,000 more.
Now we know there's so many things, and to prevent us from this one testimony of oneness.
但是弟兄姊妹，主建造的工作要从哪里起头？
But where is the Lord want to restore His testimony?
那里就必须有如同一人的见证。
And then wherever has a testimony of this oneness.
我们可以这么说，如果个人他们聚集在耶路撒冷，他们不是如同一人的话，他们不会在第二年的二月，神就把他们领去立殿的根基。
We will say this way, without they get together as one man, the Lord will now lead them at the second year to rebuild the temple.
我们最后来看3:3.
And lastly, let's see verse 3.
他们在原有的根基上筑坛。
And they set up the altar on its foundation.
当以色列人回到他们的家乡。
When Israelites return to their hometown,
神给他们定的次序是你建殿必须要先建坛。
And the order that the Lord gave it to them is before you build up the temple, you have to rebuild the altar first.
因为殿是为着敬拜的。
Because temple is for worship.
但是献祭决定以色列人的敬拜。
But to set the offer sacrifice, it decide. It's before they build the temple.
我们都知道那句话说，没有血就没有敬拜。
We all know that no blood, no altar.
没有血，人在神面前是一无所能的。
Without the blood, there's nothing we can do.
神不看我们今天这个人多么良善，神不看我们今天能够在他面前做什么事情。
The Lord does not look at how good we are, how, what we can do before Him.
先知以赛亚就告诉我们说，说人一切的异行，包括所有的异行，天上地下的异行，在神的面前不过是破烂的衣服。
Isaiah has told all our righteous deeds is like a torn garment before the Lord.
我们今天能够来到他的面前，就像年长的弟兄常常祷告说，我们是在宝血的下面来到他面前的。
Today, when we are able to come before Him because of His precious blood.
没有血，没有祭坛，神也不在人身上做任何的事情。
No blood, no altar. God will not does work among us.
所以我们知道这些人筑坛，他们知道坛的意义。
When they set up the altar, they know its meaning.
但是弟兄姊妹，你知道献祭是另外一回事情，你知道如何献祭又是另外一回事情。
Do you know? You know one thing is to offer sacrifice, but how to offer is another thing.
神要他们在原有的根基上筑坛。
God let them set up the altar on its foundation.
弟兄姊妹，这个根基虽然是所罗门圣殿的根基。
Even though this foundation is upon the foundation King Solomon laid.
但是这个根基不是所罗门发明的。
But this is not Solomon discovered.
而是他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候神指定的那个地方。
It is the place that God appointed for Abraham to offer Isaac.
当初神要亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候。
When God asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac.
亚伯拉罕如果愿意献以撒。
If Abraham is willing to give up the life of Isaac.
他不能跟对神讲说，看哪，我愿意把我的儿子献上，我就到后院或者我到厨房，我找一个地方献上就可以了。
He didn't say, Lord, I'm willing to give Isaac to you, and I just take him to the backyard and I'll offer him to you.
他必须走三天的路程到神指定的山上、指定的地方去献以撒的。
It took him 3 days.He has to go to the place that the Lord has told him.
那么这个路程，在这个三天的路程当中，亚伯拉罕随时可以回去的。
And then Abraham had turned back home during these 3 days.
但是他心里很清楚，他如果要献以撒的话，他一定要在神指定的那个地方献了以撒，神才悦纳的。
And then he clearly knew that he can only.Offer Isaac to Lord at the appointed place, then that can be satisfied the Lord.
所以我们看见在历代之上的二十一章。
So we will see in First Chronicles chapter 21.
当大卫他眼睛得开，他看见了那个根基。
When David's eyes are open, he saw the foundation.
他就说了，这是耶和华的殿，是以色列人献燔祭的坛。
Then he said, "This is the house of the Lord God, and it is the altar of burnt offering for Israel."
所以弟兄姊妹，从亚伯拉罕到大卫做王，一共是1400年。
So, From Abraham to David to be the king were 1400 years.
从大卫做王到以色列人被掳归回又是470年。
From King David to the Babylonian captivity, it was another 400 years.
神只在这个唯一的根基的上面和他的儿女来往交通。
And God only have.Fellowship with his children on its foundation.
以色列人之所以被掳，就是他们失去了这个根基。
The reason that Israelites were captured to Babylon because they have lost its foundation.
先知以西结说过这么一句话。
Ezekiel had said,
在以色列人拜偶像最厉害的时候。
And at the time that Israelites worship idols,
他们在各山岗上，在各青翠的树下献祭拜偶像。
They worship idol in every mountain and under every tree.
什么意思呢？只要是一个小山包包，他们就到那个地方去献祭。
It means if there is a little hill, they will set up, they will offer to an idol.
只要有一棵树长得绿绿的、好好的，他们就在那树下献祭了。
If there is a tree, they will worship the idol under the tree.
神只在一个根基上和他的儿女来往交通。
God only fellowship with his children at one place.
现在他们回来了。
Now they have returned.
他们知道他们是从哪里坠落的，他们要悔改行起初所行的事情。
They have known where they have fallen. Now they will come to restore.
弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么那一句话说他们在原有的根基上筑坛。
This is why it says they set up the altar on its foundation.
没有这个见证，圣殿的根基就不会立的。
Without this testimony, it will not lay foundation of the temple.
在十九世纪的时候。
In the 19th century,
当英国的弟兄们他们起来跟随主走恢复的路。
When the brothers in England, they have followed the Lord.
那个时候，主在他们里边就带进了一个非常明亮的看见。
And the Lord have let them has a seeing.
他们把它总结了，就变成三个归回。
When they summarize like two returns, I mean three.Three returns.
Three B. 第一个回到圣经。
First one is back to the Bible.
第二个是回到身体。
Secondly, back to the body.
第三个是回到起初。
Thirdly, back to the beginning.
弟兄姊妹，教会的根基从起初就已经立定了。
And brothers and sisters, the foundation of the church has already established in the beginning.
我们今天是走恢复的路。
And today, whatever we do is a revival, restore.
我们不是走创新发明的路。
And this is not new to us.
我们不需要跟其他的去比赛。
We do not have to compete with others.
我们不需要与时俱进，我们比谁新。
We don't have to compare, and who can follow the world.
我们走恢复的路。
And then what the way is to restore.
这是我们的意向。
That is our vision.
但是今天有些时候我们走着走着我们就耐不住性子。
And then today while we're walking and we lost our patience.
我们觉得外边的潮流是这样，我们里边好像是不安心的。
And then we think the trend is this, and then we lost our peace.
我们觉得世界上有的我们也应该有啊。
And then we think we have to have what the world has.
至少我们也可以有啊。
At least we can have.
但是以斯拉记三章三节那里特别有一句话说。
But in Ezra chapter 3 verse 3 says,
那些归回的人他们筑坛献祭。
For those who, those are returned,They rebuild the altar and then they offer sacrifice.
因他们惧怕别国的民。
For they were terrified because of the people of the lands.
今天我们的问题是这两个字从我们里边没有了。
And then today our problem is that we were lost of these two words.
这个惧怕是警觉，是分别的意思。
To be terrified means to be alert.
世界他们是不管什么地方都可以献祭的。
In the world, they can offer offerings at any place.
世界上的人拜神是有奶便是娘的。
And then when the people worship their idol, they can, they worship whoever can give them benefits.
而以色列人他们敬拜是要在神指定的那个原有的万古不变的根基上的。
For Israelites, when they worship God, they have to worship at the place that on its original foundation at the beginning.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神家不在乎别人有什么。
Dear brothers and sisters, we don't care what other people have.
而是在乎我们能不能持定原有根基的那个见证。
It matters to us, can we keep on the foundation?
这是被掳归回建造的故事。
And this is the story of the rebuilding the temple among the captivities.
也是我们今天建造的故事。
This is the story for the restoration work today.
我们感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
他把我们众人都放在恢复见证的路上。
And then he put us on this way of his restoration.
我们应该这么说，我们今天大家坐在一起，我们的意向是相同的。
And then we have to say when we sit together and we have the same vision.
在这条路上，我们能够站在圣徒的肩膀上面，我们来看前面要走的路。
On this path, we are standing on the shoulders of all saints.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的恩典。
That's the grace of God.
愿我们能够极力的追求，我们竭力的追求和持守这三件事情。
Let us pursue and to keep these three testimonies.
叫主的工作能够在我们身上快快的开始，快快的建成，我们可以催促他的再来。
We can hasten the work of the Lord.
要不然主必快来这句话在我们身上是空的。
Otherwise, when we say, Lord, you hasten your coming, it's empty.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果你爱主的话，在你里边你一定是有这个急切的心说，主啊，你快来吧。
Dear brothers and sisters, if you have a heart for the Lord, you will say, Lord, come soon.
然而在人子要来的时候，
And however, when the Son of Man returns,
他在地上能够找得到有信德的吗？
Can he find the faithful ones?
我们一同的祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们把这些话我们交在主你的手中。
We place all those words onto your hands.
因为我们知道说话的是你。
We know that you speak.
成就话的也是你。
You accomplished your work.
我们愿把我们自己交在你手中做何用的器皿。
We're willing to put ourselves on your hands to be the useful vessel.
帮助我们脱离卑贱的事。
And then help us out of our own dross.
好叫你的工作能够在我们身上快快的做成。
So that your work will be done.
我们可以催促你的再来。
We can ask you to fasten your return.
主，我们愿你快来。
Lord, come soon.
靠主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the victorious name of Lord, I pray. Amen.